welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It is the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. I was expected to be in a studio with a whole lot of people, and that's going to happen very shortly. But in the meantime, Josie Cat is freshening up. She is changing her clothes, putting her makeup on. She's getting ready for the show. But it's good. I have a lot of stuff to go over first, and thank you for tuning in. First off, I'll wait for Josie Cat to do the new sponsor, but we are sponsored by Audible.com. If you go to Audible.com, they have every kind of audiobook imaginable. I'm going to put in Halloween, since 'tis the season, and see what kind of stories they come up with. The Halloween Tree, End of Summer, 13 Tales of Halloween, The Best Halloween Ever by Barbara Robinson, narrated by Elaine Stritch, and I think she just died, so that's appropriate. Forever Charmed, It's Hollywood, I'm Turning Green, My Weird School, Agatha Christie, Halloween, A Perot Mystery. They got everything. They got Stephen King. They've got comedy albums. They have a radio play of Dracula with starring Tim Curry, Alan Cumming, and all-star cast. Get a scary book. It's on me. Just go to darkmarkshow.com. Put on, click the Audible link right by my smiling face, and you get a free audiobook. Free. And you get a free 30-day trial at audible.com. You can cancel anytime. You still keep the free books. So I love audible.com. I'm going to Vegas this weekend, so I will be doing. I will be listening to a lot of audiobooks that I've downloaded. And if you are in the Las Vegas area, look who's here. Come on in. Now we got a full studio. Come on in. We got Lacey Edwards, and we have a couple people from Man Ray, I'm assuming.
I'm just hanging.
Oh, you're just hanging? Oh, you brought the girlfriend. Well, come on. Sit down anyway. It's okay. Well, grab a seat anyway. I don't want. Well, she just put her purse there.
I was gonna have Josh sit there.
You sit wherever you want, darling.
She's the Man Ray observer.
You are the Man Ray observer. What have you observed? That's what I want to know. Yeah, she's not on mic. What is your name, sir? I don't even know your name. I should have known.
I'm Mike. I am the bass player for Man Ray.
Because there's two Mikes in Man Ray, which is very confusing. You're Mike.
Oh, I'm Mike V. Oh, wait a minute. There's also two Mike V's in Man Ray. I'm the Mexican Mike. No, wait. I'm Villalobos. I play bass.
Oh, okay. Mr. Villalobos, thank you.
Not the Circle One guy. He's the famous guy.
Okay. So there's another Mike Villalobos.
No, Mike Vallejo. The other Mike
Vallejo.
Man Ray.
Oh, he's famous for what?
Yeah, he's in Circle One.
Oh, he's in Circle One. Oh, jeez. What am I thinking?
He's world famous.
I hate to tell you, I did most of my research on Lacey this week, as usual. So, and you can see why.
Well, but she's the real star here, obviously. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say.
I was tagging along.
Yeah, I know.
I was the groupie.
You were the groupie. Now you are. Yes. She's a groupie, too. I was just about to mention to the crowd, see, now all hell's broken loose. I was just about to mention to the crowd that I will be playing in Las Vegas this weekend at Friday Night Funny at Rush Hour, 3985 East Sunset Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Monday at the Hard Rock Hotel, 4455 Paradise Road. The Friday Night Funny, if you have a job, that would be the place to go to because they've got free 10 p.m., $3, no cover, $3 drinks. If you don't give a shit about your work, come on, 11:30 Monday night, the Hard Rock Hotel. I'll be at the Ainsworth. It's going to be a fun time. And I want to thank everybody who came to my comedy album release party at the CIA last Friday. And what a party that was. I want to thank all.
You're down the street from my house.
I invited you.
Yeah.
I invited you.
Wait, a real invite or a Facebook invite?
I Facebook invited her, but I knew she was coming on the show. So
It's been crazy.
I bet it is. And we're going to talk about that. Apparently, Josie Cat fell in the toilet. I don't know what's going on because I was going to do our other sponsor and do the Hollywood Report. But I'll wait for her to do the sponsor. So, anyway, I want to thank all the performers. Society One was great. They did an acoustic set. Cymbal Six was fantastic. They blew the roof off. Clown Lemon Row, she was fantastic, as always. Mod Pods, Mindy, our part-time board operator here. Or I don't know if she's full-time, but she's here sometime. There she is, Josie Cat. I was just thanking. I want to thank everybody who came. Josie Cat came here. Sit down next to me.
Hi.
Hey. Hi,
how
are you
doing?
I was telling him how great the CIA show was.
That was a great show.
And you came to the end of it. So now we can finally do our other sponsor. I'm very excited about this. But I'll wait till you sit down. So anyway, I want to thank the other performers. Sorry. I want to thank Dangerous D. I want to thank Nikki Watts, Kamira White, Joe Adams, Funny Comics. I want to thank Carlos Samriento for doing the fire nunchucks at the end of the show. That was great. And I don't know if I'm missing anybody. I'm sure I am. But everybody who came out, it was a great time. And Carl, the owner of CIE, wants me to do a Christmas show. So,
oh, a spooky Christmas.
We'll see what happens. So, first off, Josie, do you want to say hello to the Dark Minions out there?
Hello, Dark Minions. And I'd like to say Lacey looks awfully spicy tonight. Look at her.
I noticed that. Oh. Wait, her boyfriend's here. There's a cock block right away.
Clockwork.
So I'm very excited. I thought I was going to do this right when the show started, but I don't know what happened. You had to take a big deuce. I don't know what happened, but I am so proud.
Fuck you, Mark.
I can't tell you how happy I am. Our new sponsor, Doomies Home Cooking, is sponsoring the Dark Mark Show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys know Doomies?
You guys know Doomies. You want to show some of these pictures? Because I was showing Jenny some of the pictures. We're going to have some of the pictures of the food up there.
I love their mashed potatoes.
Oh, well, we're going to have a picture of the mashed potatoes. And I told Jenny, I showed her pictures.
You're making me hungry.
I know. I showed her pictures of the food.
No more food porn.
Right. Anyway,
we're all looking over there. you guys can't see it.
Okay, so it's in the audience. No, okay. So I was showing it to it to the audience. The audience's mouth is watering. But I sent
you're such a baker, Lacey. That was good.
I've never faked in my life. I sent
Jenny. I'm sorry. I'm doing a show here. I sent Jenny two pictures. One of the secret Big Mac that is not on the menu, but apparently is terrific, and the chicken fried steak. There's the Big Mac.
Ooh, meaty.
That's the Big Mac, and then the chicken fried steak. And
is it all on the same thing, the chicken fried steaks with it?
No, well, you can get both. I mean, you can order both. There's the chicken fried steak.
That's what I always get.
Does that look vegan to you? Because that doesn't look vegan to me at all. That's vegan.
To me, it doesn't taste like it because I've been vegetarian for so long.
You eat fish. You're a pescatarian.
Okay, whatever.
Man, out and are on the air.
Oh, see, we've already had this discussion on the air.
He's being ornery with me tonight.
So, I don't know what ornery means. You want to translate it into English? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Henry.
I know Lacey's a French name, but what is Henri? What do you...
It's like honorary.
Honorary.
You're being honorary.
So anyways,
is that the word of the day?
So anyway, it's great food. Doesn't look vegan. Doesn't taste vegan. I was there on Saturday night. Ornery. Yes, ornery. Bad-tempered and combative.
You're being very competitive.
But if you look at the how to pronounce it, it's not Henri.
Henri.
So anyway, this is the worst. This is the worst. This is the worst sponsor thing I've ever done. Doomies Home Cooking, if you're in L.A. or you're visiting L.A., 1253 Vine Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90038. It's on the corner of Fountain and Vine by the former M-Bar, which is called something else now. I was there Saturday night. My date had chicken fried steak. She loved it. I had the chicken sandwich. It was fantastic. Whatever you get, it's delicious. I hear great things about the chili cheese fries, the jalapeno poppers. Great stuff.
Ooh, I haven't tried the jalapeno poppers.
The Alfredo chicken. Ooh. I had the chicken parmesan. It was great. Go to Doomies Home Cooking. Tell them the Dark Mark Show sent you. Go to 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, 90038. They have a secret menu. That's where the quote-unquote Big Mac is on. So just
secret
go.
Secret sauce is on.
I'm sure there is some secret sauce. I don't know what he does. Phil Doomy's a genius. It doesn't look like vegetarian stuff. It doesn't look vegan. Doesn't taste vegan.
Right.
I love Doomies Home Cooking. I'm glad they're sponsoring
the
show.
Is it vegan?
It's all vegan.
Sure.
It's all vegan.
Got it.
It's amazing. Yep. It's amazing. They have cakes. They have all sorts of stuff.
The creme brulee is to die for. It's so good.
Really?
Ask for the creme brulee. It was really good. They make it on the spot.
Is that on a secret menu?
I don't think so. It's on the menu.
Well, before we get to Man Ray and Lacey Edwards, and we should at some point, but I just wanted to do a little mini Hollywood report if I can.
Oh, Josie girl, you look so hot.
Down on the floor.
Give it to me, baby. I need some more. Sex, junkie, sex, junkie, sex, junkie whore. Sex, junkie, sex, junkie, sex, junkie whore. Sex, junkie, sex.
I just want to know how the show was Saturday night. Since I couldn't make it because I was booked, I was doing a show at Carpe Noctis, which is great. Fantastic vaudeville show for the 21st century. Go to carpenoctis.com. Go this weekend. It's a lot of fun. Two stages, 10 acts. You can't go wrong. But how was your show?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We won't be playing there again.
Yeah, it seems like you guys
you got
that
banned again from another club.
I don't know what to say because they're. I don't want to say too much. I'll just put it this way: they weren't very pleased with us. We had female blood wrestling after the band played, but it was really fun because all these young rock bands who just moved out here from Oklahoma, and they're all into glam and metal and stuff. It's cute, and
it's
they're really
cute.
Good too.
It's, so
it's cool. They're creating a, you know, a new scene out here, which is
more young boys for you to molest.
Yeah, the more the better.
Okay, well, I thought the three clubs might have been a little more conservative for your show.
Yeah, well, they said okay to it. It just got all over the place. So,
if you're gonna do blood wrestling, make it tidy, will you?
It was all over everything. It was all over our roadie Hazmat's car. Sorry, Hazmat. It was all over everyone. We went back to Whiskey Blue, and we had.
I've been in Hazmat's car. There's a lot of foreign substances in there.
Whoa.
You don't want to go over there with a UV lamp. Let me just put it that way.
Oh boy. Well, that sounds like half the clubs we hang out in. And Cat and Fiddle is closing. Did you guys hear about that?
When's that happening?
That's happening soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you play there too? Is that why it's closing?
No. But we should before they close.
Go out with a bang.
Anyway,
yeah.
Let's get back to the show.
Let's
do
that.
Now, we have Lacey Edwards. We have Joshua Berry. And we have Michael, and I forgot your last name again because there's two Michaels.
It's simple. It's just Mike V, actually.
Mike V. So last time Lacey was on, you insisted that her boyfriend sit in the studio, which is always nice. And then she does that now, and then which is fine. And then
I don't anymore. We had that talk.
And then he's like,
I got the memo.
Well, he started. Yeah, she started like everybody. Yeah, every boyfriend gets in the studio, and I'm like, come on.
The more the merrier.
I wrecked it for everyone.
No. There's some.
There were several.
It was like
it happens all the time.
I just invite everybody in.
I do extensive research, and I'm focused on something.
Right.
And then it's like, I got to talk to you, and I don't know anything about you. But so then you're like, oh, you should have Man Ray on the show, and then Josie went to see Man Ray.
Dina Cox
needs to be here.
Her car got stolen.
What?
Dina Cox is the lead singer of Man Ray. We're doing it.
She's super
hot.
She's got it going on. So she couldn't make it up here. She couldn't find a ride. But we have two singers.
Yes.
So the other one.
Is Batman coming?
Batman is hopefully on his way up at the moment.
Check your phones because they locked the door after 8.
Yeah,
so.
I got our drummer's sorry. Waiting downstairs for him.
Oh, yeah, because somebody get the drummer too. And the singer or somebody. Anyway.
You want me to?
Yeah, why not? But right. Before you do, you went to see Man Ray. Why is Man Ray so special? Tell us about Man Ray. Mike's
well,
coffee,
the energy is
so
amazing.
Special.
It's super fun with the two singers. There's a million people in the band, but somehow they make it work. I don't know how they do it with that many people in the band.
Batman, right, is how they do it.
For some reason, it sounds good. They make it work.
Oh, and he's going to go get them downstairs.
And it's very it has a very theatrical vibe to it,
right.
So it's fun to watch. And Dina is great eye candy, and she has a great pair of tits. So to have that in front of you, you know, it's nice to be on the other side.
Plus.
Right. Well, you're on the other side of Lacey, and they can't be. You're parallel with Joshua, so that's actually. I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, here you go. Who's this dude?
That's Jody Hill, our drummer.
Jody Hill, have a seat, Jody Hill. And that Perry is for Josie, but I don't know what she's doing with it. With Josie, you never can tell. But Jody Hill, the drummer.
Paul's coming. He's intoxicated, so he can't.
Oh, here he is.
He
looks more like the Joker.
Yeah.
Here, you can show.
Batman is here.
Front and center.
He's got his noose. He's all set.
Wait, didn't you leave someone out there?
No.
Oh.
Where'd you go?
Okay, so.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Let's squeeze in.
Right. Well, let's.
This is a public service announcement. Right.
I want to make sure the camera gets on him.
It's always worked for me.
Right. We got to figure. Okay.
Thank you, Hunter.
So Jody Hill and Batman.
Okay.
Mike V.
Josh.
And Josh. Yes. Okay. All right. So the camera won't be on me, but.
And this is only half the band.
Yeah.
Let's just put on me. Hi.
Let's
okay,
not.
Joking.
Yeah. I mean, this guy put makeup on. He's got to. Yeah, we got to have him make sure he's on camera. Why are there so many people in the band? That's a good question right there.
Everyone's seen.
Well, because we're all so damn sexy. We need, like, lots of people to just, you know.
And we're really bad, really so we need two of everything.
Exactly, that's it.
So you have two.
I meant, like, naughty.
You have two of everything? Yeah,
two.
I know you have two singers. Miss Cox is not here, but
Poor Dina's sick tonight.
Yeah.
She's not feeling well.
And her car.
And her car.
I don't think Dina wanted to come to the show tonight. I've heard like three excuses already.
I know.
She's had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, her car was stolen. She's sick. She's Yeah, so
her dog
anyway,
and her homework.
Oh, so yeah, guys, oh. Oh yeah, bust out the Tecate, go right ahead.
It's all a right. Product right. placement right there.
But so there's a party.
Yes. So there's a
let it start.
It's rock and roll.
As you pop the Tecate, I think this might be a good time to play a little bit of the YouTube clip, see so people can see what Man Ray's all about.
Thank you, sir.
What am I all about?
That's Machete by Man Ray. I keep playing it, but I didn't actually look at the clip before I put it on.
Clearly.
I don't know. Apparently somebody filmed it on a flip phone. I don't know what happened there, but you get the idea. It looks pretty crazy.
David Chi did the next video, the song after that.
Yeah, there's way better video in about 2 minutes
further.
Well,
that's what people do when they go to shows anyways,
Josie,
right?
You want to pick an angle and stick with it. You keep...
Well, I'm trying to get everybody.
There's no way you're going
to... Am I making people seasick?
You're making me seasick. I'm trying to concentrate.
Now, okay.
Just leave it on you and the guy next to you. Okay.
The guy next to you.
Okay. That's
well,
it's
just not me. That's Jody Hill. Now, Jody, what other bands were you in before Man Ray? That's what I want to know.
I was in Circle One, Doctor No. Briefly, The Stains.
So you've been around.
Just old punk rock. I'm a punk rock has-been.
You're a punk rock? Well, yeah. So's Josie, so that's okay. But
we played shows together.
Yes. Long time
when
ago.
I was in Pissant.
Did you really?
That's
right.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Pissant played with all those bands. Every single one of them.
So, what led you to Man Ray?
Just something.
Sleeping on my dog bed.
Yes, I slept on his floor in a dog bed.
You want to get closer to the mic, by the way.
I slept on his floor, Paul's floor, in a dog bed when I was having some problems financially.
Did you really?
Paul and I talked about this back in 1982, doing a project like this. But we both had problems with chemicals back then.
You don't say.
And so, plus I was doing Circle One at the time, and it just never happened. And we started talking, and a friend of ours, Maggie, from Twisted Roots, was going to be the original singer.
Right.
And we got the project going.
I'm sure Dinah's happy to hear that.
I played with Mike before, about 25 years ago, and I've always thought he was an amazing talent. Plays bass, but a lot of other instruments. And Mike Vallejo and I have been playing together for 34 years.
Wow.
Off and on from Circle One, Dr. No, and a whole bunch of other projects.
Josie was only 35 at the time, so...
I was only 7.
Enough today.
And Josh and I have known each other for 25 years.
Well, I was going to say, did you have to put the paper out for him when he was sleeping in the dog bed?
Only occasionally. Yeah. Only occasionally. And it was a nice bed. I mean, you know, it was one of those, like, memory foam dog beds.
No, that's a nice one.
I mean, I take good care of my pets.
By 3 feet.
You've done worse, Joe.
Yes, he has done worse.
And kids, when you do chemicals...
Thank God he's sober.
Bear in mind, if you do chemicals, you play punk rock for 30 years... You might end up sleeping in a dog bed.
Yes.
And it could be worse. Trust me, I've seen some comedians that did comedy for a long time, did chemicals.
I saw from that dog bed during my year stay at Paul's
house. Oh, please. You have to indulge us with at least one story.
Okay.
The Black Hooker one?
The Black Hookers.
I want to hear the
Black Hookers. Always good.
That was a fun one.
Where we lived was 66th and Western.
Ooh,
nice.
Which is considered
deepest
a nice
interior.
And Paul and I were the whitest thing for miles.
I was going to say, let me do an impression of people at 66 Western. Okay. That would be a crack pipe, ladies and gentlemen.
You spend yourself $5 on the nigga river. You go have that. Yourself buzz.
And we were,
you really did live there. Yeah,
and we were living... we were looking for a new apartment or someplace to live, and we met these two girls, and I'll let Batman take it from here.
Well, all right, Batman.
We come walking out of this potential living arrangement, and these two young strumpets are in a car, and I'm going to fuck me a white boy. I said, oh, you are, darling. Hold on, wait a second. You'll need my number if you intend to do that.
So, there's only two in the neighborhood.
Hey, exactly, and we're easy to find. But so I give her the number. I think it's a joke, you know, whatever. Well, a few hours later. So, honey, what you doing? Well, I'm waiting for you, baby. What do you think? Well, you know, smash cut. She comes over there, you know, all looking pretty and everything. The one, like, hot, thin. Only like four or five bullet holes.
Right.
Which really kind of made me a little more hot.
At this point, I had no idea they were hookers.
More
still
places
had no idea
to insert.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And so at this point, we're still, you know, not sure.
I don't mean to interrupt, but you said these were working girls. Lacey actually was a set designer.
Wait a minute.
She was a set designer on the film Fat Beast, so she knows about bullet holes.
This is twice I've been here. Still can't get my title right. What's happening?
You were a set designer on Fat
Beach. Decorator.
Set decorator on Fat Beach. On Fat Beach.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I totally cut that off to a halt. Go ahead. So you didn't know they were working girls.
So they come over, we're talking, we're throwing on the little light music, you know, we bumping and grinding. And she starts saying, well, baby, you know, I start telling her, you know, she starts saying, oh, you know, I could do this for this man. I said, honey, I'm a working professional. I'm sorry, I've worked in porn for many a year. You pay me, I don't pay you. That's not how this works. Well, smash cut, long night. I could have used a nice back rub, so I said, what the hell? I'll give you $60 to get both of you. Give me a nice back rub. Well, she's like, hey, Joe, you want some of this? Come on over, you know. No, I'm okay. I'll just watch, you know. That's why I like
from the
to
dog
watch.
Bed.
The dog bed.
He's in the dog bed. No, seriously, he's in the dog bed at the end of the bed.
Like messaging everybody I know, describing what I was witnessing.
What were you wearing?
So anyway,
he's licking water out of the bowl.
Little Dutch boy outfit.
He was wearing a shirt, I guarantee you that.
It was cute. Well, smash cut. She's like, gets down, starts to give me head, and the next thing I know, I'm like, you know, baby, if you think this is going to happen anytime soon, you're going to need to get some fingers up that ass.
And so I did.
I'm like, Jody, there should be some gloves over there next to my tattoo gear. Could you grab a couple gloves for her? And she got a
and
finger.
And the Vaseline.
Batman is all about the Vaseline.
Well, after three fingers, it worked, and they went on their happy way. But that was an evening to remember.
So you got up from the dog bed, got the gloves,
got the rubber gloves,
got your gloves,
and went back to watching and texting.
Glove boy ever since.
Yes, glove boy.
Wow, glove boy.
You heard of like lard fork boy? Well, right. Glove boy.
Right.
Smell the
glove. That's him.
Were they neoprene or latex?
No. They were nitrile. I didn't want to have any, you know,
problems. You have the
problem.
Fancy color.
Don't want to rash.
Oh, yeah. Those nice black ones. Right. That way, you know.
Now, in the middle of the story, I caught something. You said you had worked in porn. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Actor? Director? Fluffer? Or...
Only on weekends, but you know.
Well, what are some wonderful titles that some people may have seen?
Bruce Payne would be the name you'd find me under, and it would probably be like Payne for Hire.
P A I N.
P-A-Y-N, like Bruce Payne, you know?
Bruce Wayne.
Batman.
Batman. Oh, okay.
Come on, damn, son.
So who was the first one that called you Batman?
Oh, Lord.
Like, that's a different Bruce Payne.
That was a long, long time ago. I think that was around 15 or something, and that name stuck. I think it was when I was working at Godzilla's, I think.
Yeah, you were like 15 or 16.
Yeah.
Godzilla's? What is Godzilla's?
Godzilla's was an old punk club. You remember? God, Josie.
I don't remember. I was too young.
It was in the valley.
I missed Godzilla.
I'm sorry. I'm 857, so I don't look a day over fucking 800, though.
I'm only 100 years old.
It was a punk rock club owned by punks, run by punks. I had just escaped from a mental hospital. And I don't think
he's joking for some reason.
No, I'm not. Del Amo, love my alma mater. I escaped, and there was this flyer on a phone pole, you know, opening night, Godzilla's in Sun Valley. So I thumbed it over to Sun Valley, walked up, and there's the owner of the club standing out front. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I could use a job. He's like, sure, you could be a doorman. The bouncers are going to live in the back. Place held 2,000 plus people in the main hall. Then there was a disco room,
pool CBGB. Hall. They have everyone living in the back.
Completely. We had like a restaurant, arcade. 8 of the bouncers were living in the back. It was amazing.
And were you singing then too?
No, actually, this is my first time.
Legendary, and it's legendary in the punk scene, especially the LA punk scene.
Man Ray's
I never,
first
I was a and, little
and,
bit
and
too
And that's
young.
Fantastic, Josie, but the question I asked was, were you singing at the time?
No, this is my first band.
Okay.
Really? I've got to tour with every one of my favorite bands. Jello Biafra.
How did you hook up with Jello Biafra?
Through TSOL, Alternative Tentacles. I did a lot of touring around with TSOL, with a little bit with Dead Kennedys, with The Damned.
What were you doing if you weren't singing?
Keeping people from smashing up the microphones and things like that. Really? And, you know, being a general band babysitter, D all of the above.
Like a roadie or?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So you have roots in the punk scene and also. We're in Bone's Second Coming and Dungeon Play 5, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dungeon Play 5, it says gays.
Only on weekends, though.
Right, okay. Well, that's...
Goddamn, man. I'm bisexual, and that just means that I don't like
that
to limit myself.
And it increases your chances of getting laid.
I'm sexual.
And so long as it's a hustle, not a habit, nobody really cares, right?
Right.
That's right. That's right.
And how did you meet this fellow, Mike V?
I was a fluffer.
Yeah, he was. He was good, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah? How many strokes does it take for Batman to get ready?
A whole lot of strokes.
Okay. So, Mike, what bands have you been in? You must have some roots in the punk rock scene.
I was in a bunch of bands you probably
you
never
bring
heard
it closer.
Of.
Don't be shy.
Let's hear about it.
But starting from the beginning, back in.
I got to caress
you. If you're going to squeeze my nipple, do it right.
I'll get over to the one at a time. Am I doing this right?
You need to twist harder.
No, but I was in a bunch of bands.
I'll demonstrate on Josie.
But probably the most notable band I've been in lately for the last 10 years is the Gears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And,
wow.
And Cindy over there and I and Jody play in a band called the Gyps currently.
Okay. Yes. I'm aware of the Gyps.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Very incestuous bunch.
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah. And then...
But we met when we had a band called Frame 313 with John Blakely.
That was in
1991.
I met this guy.
I don't know that band.
Wow. They didn't play.
We played two shows. Memorial Skate.
Oh, right.
Yeah, at the Anti Club.
I didn't go to
that.
Oh, okay. I lived right around the corner from there.
So did we?
So how did you get in this congregation?
I had just eaten a double dose brownie for the second time in a week.
Nice.
I said I would never do it again. Speaking I did it the very next weekend. I'm sitting there at the Vex, about to go on with the Gears. I'm just out of my mind.
Right.
And and I see him in the audience. And then I go up on stage, and he's right there in front of me. He's cheering on the gears, and I go, there's something going on here. And then after the show, he hits me up to be in his band.
I think he just needed an actual bed to sleep in. I'm not sure if that's... well,
yeah. Are there any shows coming up again for the Gears?
Actually, yes. Halloween at Cafe Nella.
With the Gyps.
Is it Nella or Nella?
It's Nella. Nella. Northeast L.A.
And Cafe Nella, yeah.
Owned by Dave Travis.
He loves the coffee, but they don't serve
Dave.
Coffee.
Dave and I used to be in a band
but
together.
But that's with
really?
The Gears and Saccharine Trust.
I've known Dave and Abby for...
And Halbat.
Since I was a high school.
So we know what Josie's going to be doing for Halloween, right?
Here.
Maybe not.
I'm overwhelmed with Halloween. This happens every year. There's
no,
me
too,
many cool things. It's mapping out a plan, like a route, you know, to...
Right. Next Thursday, we're going to have zombie lounge singer Monty Revolta is going to be in.
He's really good.
And Flipperty Gibbet is going to be on. Going to be here, too. Singing, so it's gonna be a fun time. But Joshua, now that I've researched you properly, and I can talk to you now. How did you now? What other bands have you been in?
None.
This is your first band.
Yeah.
But you've been a keyboard player for
like a year.
Okay.
I mean,
so you guys
I messed
taking
around
a chance
with
on this
forever.
Guy.
Yeah, they took a big chance on me.
We love him. Are you kidding? Look at that big fucking
teddy
bear.
We're grooming him.
Right. Somebody's got to groom me.
So,
not to mention, I need somebody to be able to kick.
We just got him to drink the Kool-Aid.
My poor crippled ass.
Right. So is that you're just the bouncer that happens to play keyboards, basically?
No, I'm the evil genius that controls everything.
And eventually, he'll be the chef too for
the
band.
Right.
I'm the evil genius that controls. Look, I'm in the back of the stage like the puppet master. Look at the pictures.
Right.
They're all just robots. They're all just robots. I'm making the magic happen.
Really?
Yeah. This is true.
Is that true, Jesse? You've seen them live.
It's very true.
Okay.
See.
So so you basically got all these punk rock veterans together because they you brag on your website. There's like 35 years of stage experience, and you've had one.
Well, yeah.
I've had none.
Yeah, I mean...
That's right, you had none.
I think both Mike's on our makeup for the 35 years.
I was
going to
say, years is just Jody and Mike. It's right. Yeah, there's an instant...
They've been playing music forever.
Right, and Dinah Cox, how long has she been...
Dinah Cox. She was in... Yeah, you're just bad with this, aren't you?
I'm horrible.
You spent all this time looking us up on your little computer screen.
I'm horrible with names. No more computer screens.
You needed phonetics.
I like Dinah Cox better.
Dinah Cox.
Yeah, she's got to change it.
Anyway, Dinah Cox. How long has she
been? Nah, that's ripping up Dinah.
She was
cancer.
In a band
I'm
called
sorry.
The Dirty.
I love you, yeah. Dinah.
I love you.
We all love you, Mary. I love you.
Now there's a question now.
What?
You and Dinah are on stage. There's obviously a chemistry between
Dinah.
That's Dinah.
Dinah.
You know, Dinah, Mark, Dinah, there are Dinah, only 46 Dinah. Sounds
Dinah
in the English
is
language.
Dinah cancer.
Dinah, you and Dinah are on stage doing all sorts of crazy things.
Yes.
Is there any sexual chemistry between you and Scott?
Oh, we fucked once.
You fucked once? How was that?
It was hot.
Yeah.
You know, you get that sexual tension when you first start and shit, but whatever.
Right.
Is anybody else going to go over well tomorrow?
No, we did it. We both decided that this was a bad idea. And it's far better to be friends and rock and roll and have fun. But, you know, sometimes you got that
you
whole sexual tension. So it was better to just get rid of it. And that's kind of what we did.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling Josie the whole time. But she won't.
Okay, whatever.
Well, you see, you're a porn star. With me, sex is a rare treat.
Yeah, I can see. It's all right, but I still love you.
I know you could. I know the men love me.
We can dress you up as like the Penguin or something.
Exactly.
He was dressed like the Penguin.
I've done that before. I got the monocle at home.
The last time
I was Catwoman and he was Penguin.
Right. The last porn I did was like a gay porn where I had to dress up like the Penguin.
Yeah.
And watching these guys like jerking off, and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, get him, Riddler, get him. Oh god damn, I had to fucking jerk off for like 4.5 hours.
And how many times did you have to say that?
150 million. I've got like two pillows underneath this jacket inside my shirt. It's 120 degrees on the top floor of this thing. I'm dying.
This is how Mark feels.
So when it fight, yeah, see?
Plus me jerking off for 4.5 hours.
That's for the 70-year-old joke.
For me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, believe me, it was, yeah, when it came time to finally do the business, I said, you know what, give me the elbow grease. I'm throwing that on his ass because I ain't fucking doing it. I'm done.
Right.
But you
elbow
know,
grease, is that the substitute?
So he went in.
No Jergens, no.
He went right in.
No, no, elbow grease. Elbow grease, it's a nice lube that when it looks just like cum. When you throw that on his, bam. Okay, it, you know. It's,
now I know.
See, kids, you learn something.
See, it's okay. For educational.
I heard egg whites, I heard Crisco, I heard all sorts of stuff.
No, 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 no. This, you know, yeah, come on, man.
This is from a professional.
Right.
Yeah.
I can see that.
We have professionals on.
Well,
we seem to have them every week for some reason.
I kind of noticed.
Yeah, I didn't think I had a porn star on this week, yeah, but it's great.
No, you just have a wannabe porn star, that's all.
A weekend porn star.
Do you still want to be a porn star?
Yeah, right, weekends.
Mostly
like weekends. I said, only on weekends. I'm far too busy during the week.
I used to do fetish films. Paul used to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've worked at Cinematic for, God, four or five years. Used to do a lot of B&D, S&M shows.
Right.
Well, most of my videos actually are BD, S&M kind of thing.
Well, what kind of videos would those be? What type of stuff would you be doing?
You know, I love rope work. I really enjoy
doing it. I can see
that
because you got a noose around
He's
your
really
neck.
Good at rope work. We did a shoot at my ex's house.
Oh, yeah, that was
next
good.
Door. With Kitty Cadillac, and we...
Low Kitty Cadillac.
We did a
she's
whole thing.
She's been on the show before, yeah.
Yeah, she was my roommate until a week ago.
And my neighbor.
But we go back years. I dated her like 15 years ago.
I introduced them.
Yes,
it's all my fault.
Yeah. You're a lucky man.
And
so you've known these guys 15 years. It's not like
she lived right next door.
Oh,
no,
I've known
way longer than that.
Okay.
He used to, when he was the bouncer at the 7th Veil and...
Where I used to DJ.
You know, it's...
oh, wow.
Or the Queen Mary.
It was also the bouncer there.
I love the Queen Mary.
The old drag Queen Mary.
The best drag queen club ever.
This show is going into this all sorts of great directions. You got to tell me a 7th Veil story. When you were DJing.
The Veil was normal.
Oh, I can tell you some.
The Queen Mary. Was
I can tell you more stories from there for sure.
Oh, how much sex was going on in the Queen Mary bathroom with all the drag queens?
Back parking lot.
I can only imagine.
For all you don't know.
Hold on. I got a story. I got a Queen Mary story. Oh, I was the bouncer there for 2 years.
Okay.
So friends of mine, not good friends, but people I knew.
Friends.
Would show up to say hi to me at work.
Right.
Like, oh, I don't ever know you in real life, but I'm just going to show up here at the weird drag club you work at to say
like
hi to you.
Straight men?
Yeah.
Yes,
straight dudes.
Yeah.
Right. And and there was this dude, and I won't name names, but there was this dude who showed up, and one of the working girls there was a deaf tranny.
who had to do all of her
business in writing because she couldn't hear.
Oh, that's great.
That
could be entrapment.
So I totally busted this dude, like trying to hook up for money with this man with tits.
I want to suck your cock.
Basically, don't tell anybody. Yeah, all sorts of wonderful stuff.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, he's rock and roll. I won't, again, no names, but. He thinks he's cool.
Oh,
how about
so
initials?
Tempted.
You know who you are
I'm
if you're listening.
So
yes.
You know exactly
well,
who you are.
We know you.
You wrote a song about the place. That's all I'm saying.
He plays guitar.
A song
guitar.
About the Queen Mary.
He plays guitar.
Oh, wait, I forgot his name.
Oh, how convenient. I'll never tell.
So when did you start playing keyboards? If you just started with the band?
I've messed around with music forever. I've always been a huge music fan and, you know, always worked with bands.
Right.
He managed Dr. No when we were playing
on the road.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. When they got back together in what
1997?
Was that
Dude,
wow?
Yeah, where was that show with Circle One? And we were coming back from.
Paul's having a flashback.
Yeah, I'm having a flashback. This was good.
Because
the one where John and the girl. Remember the door opened and
different story. I'll tell that later. Let Josh finish his story.
I'm sorry,
I remember
Josh,
what story I was telling. Dr. No? Was it doing something with Dr. No?
Something about trannies and
negotiating. We finished the tranny story. You guys are on the late freight.
But Lacey Edwards is here too, and we love Lacey Edwards. Josh loves her more than
Look
I do.
Her
I
hope
so.
Beautiful horny horns.
I hope so too. She's a beautiful horny girl.
Horny horns.
Now,
she's extra horny tonight.
I was listening. You know. I was listening to the last
tonight.
Yeah, look at that smile on Josh's face. But I was listening to the last show, and Josie was really concerned about what you were going to wear to the Emmys. Did we figure that one out?
We did not, because we did not win.
Right.
We did not go. We knew ahead of time.
I figured you knew because you said certain epic shows, which I happen to love.
It's hard to go up against those shows, those period beautiful shows. Game of Thrones won. So, it's not competition.
Before I put my foot in my mouth again, you are technically...
Set decorating buyer.
That's what I was just about to say.
I knew it.
And you were that for True Blood.
Yes.
And now you are that for Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
From one cool show to another. From one cool show in its final season to another in its final season.
Right.
How did that work out?
I've been working hard in this business, as you know. You've had my whole history.
I mean, how did you jump right to...
If anybody out there has a job, because now, Sons of Anarchy is like winding down. So like, this gorgeous love of Josh's life and our patron of goodness needs another job. So,
American Horror Story, anyone?
I was just going to say that.
Or True Detective. Those are the two that I like.
American Horror Story. If you're listening,
American Horror Story.
Here's your girl.
I'm about to talk to Amazon Eve, see if we can hook something up.
Or any Coen Brothers
film. Hooks or anything, I'm happy to do it for you. yes, that would be nice.
Yeah, anybody that needs grease thrown on their ass, call Paul.
They're still filming American Horror Story. I was talking about Grease on Ass, man. I was talking about suspensions.
We'll get back to Grease on Ass in a second, but how did you, as True Blood is winding up, end up on another cool show, Sons of Anarchy? How did that work? How did that happen?
Well, the decorator, Tim Colahan, who's amazing on this show, Sons of Anarchy, he sought me out. He knew that we finished the show, and he knew my body of work, and he said, I'd love to have you if you're available.
Okay. So what can we see?
What's on the show that you did?
Everything from your crowning favorite thing
that you did.
I don't know. We've done. Well, I can't really say because there's a lot of it that leads up to the season finale.
What has already been aired that possibly we've seen?
Well, I came on a little bit later. I came on in episode 10. So episode 10, 11, 12, 13 are the ones you'll see my names in.
Okay.
So right up to the season finale, which we go right up to Halloween.
Okay. Any motorcycles that you've purchased?
No, but they're doing a little contest, so they're giving one away.
Ooh. Okay.
Wow. Are they doing that on their website?
Yeah, they're doing it on the website. They're doing it at the end. If you watch at the end, I think it's a link.
And you know that because you heard it driving by.
There's tons of motorcycles.
I hear Marilyn Manson's playing like a Nazi guy. Did you get like a Nazi uniform for him or something?
No, I don't do the wardrobe.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
But I did have to go to the prison, so that was kind of spookity.
Right?
Yeah, it was really creepy in there because we were in there the only people in there dressing.
Was it county?
No, it was Civil Brand.
The prison. I think you posted a photo.
I've dated girls from there.
I bet.
Most of the girls.
I almost ended up in there.
Well, you guys know me too well.
Everybody in the studio has dated somebody in a woman's prison. So.
Yeah, it was a little spooky up in there. It was really small corridors and really kind of, I don't know.
I didn't know it was closed. I thought it was still open.
Yeah, well, it's not open for business, but it's open to the movie industry. Right.
So what in prison would you have,
Well, we did the infirmary, which certain
badness
happens, always.
Got it, okay.
And there might be a riot happening.
There might be medical supplies and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The things that lead up to the
happenings. You've got the coolest job in the world. I really want to compete
with
you.
It's fun. Yeah. It's really great. It's stressful. It's a little high pressure, but
I have to ask this. How is it working with Charlie?
It's pretty all right.
I know. He's super hot, but the thing is, he looks like my brother, so I can't even go there with it. I mean, they look like doppelgangers.
Your brother looks like that?
He dresses like that, too.
Don't get Paul started.
It's crazy. So
is your brother
single?
No,
he's married.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of girls want to meet your brother.
It's a valiant effort. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get Charlie himself to... Okay. Charlie, Man Ray's going to be playing pretty soon, so check him out. But that's...
But I did bring you guys a couple little treats. This is from the actual real bakery that Borowski's bakery. The cop, right? So there's a lot of action happening in this bakery, which might happen to lead up to the exact season finale of the exact principal day of shooting might be at this location. But yummy. They're really quite yummy.
Might be at that location.
On Tuesday. Next week.
Yeah, we're trying to get that on the...
Sometime next week. It could
Lacey,
be.
We're trying to get that on... Can we get that on...
Remember has it.
That's beautiful.
Oh, oh, hold on.
It says Eagle Rock Italian Bakery in Delhi.
Can you lean in a little?
Yes. And could you please... Yes, yes, yes.
Lean forward a little, yes.
Lean forward, tilt the box. Show the goods.
Show my box.
It's like a heavy box.
There we go.
You're on a show with Man Ray, baby. You know what's going on.
Instead of a hair model, please be a breast model. I like that.
Anybody who likes them, please help themselves.
But Lacey, I have to thank you for all the True Blood gifts that you gave, mainly Josie, but myself.
I was a hog with them.
Josie kind of
and then I
you
sent her a text. I said I felt bad because I brought a hog. I actually meant I was being rad. A hog.
That was the funniest text ever.
No, I'm not calling you a hog.
And I gave most of it to my mother. She's a big True Blood fan. And she put it in a little shadow box.
I love that the fans are excited about that.
They're very excited. So anyway, so man, where does the time go? Batman, you got something?
Wow.
In my normal,
what is your
ordinary daily life?
I can't imagine you have a normal, ordinary daily life.
Actually, I do. I'm a fish geek.
Fish geek, that can mean plenty of things.
Yeah, indeed.
So many things.
Well, you can see one of my episodes on Tanked on the Shaquille O'Neal episode. I do a lot of stuff with... public aquariums and zoos around the world, supplying them with their fish, corals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm actually a marine zoologist by trade.
Really?
And then
marine
porn
zoologist,
freak at
porn
night,
freak.
Singer, weirdo.
For that fabulous fan, Man Ray.
So, if you guys need some rare fish, contact me on my Facebook page. I got all kinds of stuff for sale. So,
sounds fishy.
Oh, actually, you know what? We should all leave here and go right down the street. There's a great 250 a plate sushi. Oh,
what's
you guys,
it called?
This man knows sushi.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cannot remember
is
the
it
name.
Old?
It's on 2nd. Hold on.
It's
on 2nd Street downtown.
How about clearance sushi?
Cool.
So we can go by,
oh, it starts with a K.
Smell it a mile away.
Oh, it's killing
just
me.
Just yell the smell.
Anyway, so 250 a plate. It's a revolving sushi place.
Is it called Flying Fish?
No. Flying Fish is good. They're
that's
right
the only place
there
that's
at
revolving.
The other end
I hate to
Tokyo
sushi.
There, and they're really
yeah, please,
good.
Please interrupt
the sushi. Hold on 1 second. So if you want to come check us out live, yes. Man Ray, that is.
Man Ray, when is the next Man Ray show?
Right, getting back to business.
Saturday, November 8th at the Stock Room.
Wow, that's
which
right.
Which is 29.5 West Sunset.
Yes, I do know the Stock Room.
And I don't even know who else we're playing
Stock
with.
Room?
That's for isn't the
Punk
that
Rock
so
Museum,
badass?
Right? Yeah, that's
that
the Punk Rock
so
Museum
cool.
show.
And
with my Circus Jerks.
Yeah. With the Circle Jerks?
The Circus.
Is it the Clown
Jerks?
Show?
Oh, even better, the Circus Jerks.
Oh, my God, it's the
it's
clown
a clown-themed show.
Holy. Oh, he loves clowns.
It's right around
oh,
my birthday. I, yeah.
I'm telling you, my birthday is the 4th, the day before yours.
Please dress up. And come down and gladiate. But if you dress as Kiss, you'll be charged more.
Well, so,
what can we dress up as?
What about
you
dress
that's
like
all
a
right.
Clown.
I understand that, but it's hey, you know.
Although
original,
Kiss are kind of the
friends.
Biggest clowns of all,
right.
aren't they?
Oh,
in some respects.
We love you all.
Look at that.
Right.
I love that. Even with the little matchbook.
Right.
Very
I'm showing
cute.
Lacey what my mother made, the shadow box.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, how
anyway,
cool.
Anyway, before we go. Before we
show
go,
the love.
Show it on the on screen.
Oh, you can't even tell.
Right.
We're getting
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. If you held it straight in the camera, people can see it. There you go.
Well, no, it's blacked out.
Not only
would you look at this Jesus Mother Mary Joseph. Oh God.
Whether it's cannolis or.
Please let the powder fall on her chest.
Anyway, Lacey, if people want to get a hold
delicious.
Of you, if American Horror Story wants to hire you, anybody wants to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can find me on Facebook, Lacey Edwards, and they can also go to my little vintage shop in North Hollywood called Eye Candy
that.
Vintage, mm-hmm. and Joshua's
so
the manager.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm there all day playing cool music and Come on in, hang out.
I will probably swing by next week.
You should check it out. To give him a hug, because you know what? I'm telling you, Josh is one of the greatest things you will ever experience. He is like greatest huggy bear in the world. So if for nothing else, come on down to the shop.
Give Josh a hug.
And buy a few things.
You're gonna
be infected. What about the plug about buying stuff?
You're going to be infected with everything else. So please, come on down.
And do you guys, you want to tell everybody where they get a hold of you?
Go ahead, Josh. Talk.
Get a hold of us.
Usually by my nutsack, but that's...
And preferably with vice grips. But no, like Facebook.com/ManRay, M-A-N-W-R-A-Y.
Right.
And you will find us.
Oh, there we go.
It's a competition.
Nobody's listening.
So Man Ray is playing at the Stock Room.
Nobody's paying attention.
Man Ray. Please go there. Check out Machete.
Right.
Okay. This is really.
We have very.
Okay, are there plans for an album?
Is their power
very soon by the new year?
Your fear is their power. That's what it's all about. You know, Man Ray showed some beautiful things through his art, and he showed the dichotomy of life. The beauty in Hollywood and the hell in Hollywood.
Right.
Just all of that. That's what Man Ray's about, showing you the other side.
That's Man...
Man
W-R-A-Y.
We don't want to get sued by the real man who inspired us all.
Well, I saw Joshua, too. There's a couple of the bands
including the killer of the, you know, the Black Dahlia murderer was inspired by Man Ray, because there you have it.
Anyways.
I love you all, kids. Come on down. See us. Gladiate.
With the Circus Jerks.
November 8th.
Oh, that's going to be so great. Yeah. I will definitely be there. That's going to be a birthday party.
November 8th. Masturbate.
And look for me on TLC.
Tell us about TLC. Please. You'll be licking cannolis or...
I'll be licking
cannolis. She's a cannoli licker channel. From way back.
You'll be licking somebody's cannoli, I'm sure.
Ruby Carrera and myself and the band Carrera will be on Sex Sent Me to the ER. It's a hysterical story.
I hope so.
Sex Sent Me to the ER.
It was the most expensive episode they ever did. They rented out the plane from Bridesmaids. Uh-huh. And it's hysterical. So... I don't know which day it's airing.
What a coincidence. The most expensive episode Josie Cat is on. Man Ray, everybody, you guys are great. You're welcome every time. Like I say, maybe next time just like two or three at a time. But
next time you got to have us on, we'll play.
There's seven of us. Come on.
I don't know how we're going to play in the studio.
Come on, you play Cafe Nila.
Are you going to be? We'll do an acoustic thing. And Lacey, you're always
going to the cleavage. Is that what's happening? It's everywhere.
Everybody, check me out in Vegas this weekend. GothComedian.com. Have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody.